The Civil War, A Narrative, Volume 2, Fredericksburg to Meridian, by Shelby Foote. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Longest Journey. After an absence of nearly 2 years, Jefferson Davis told the legislators assembled under the golden dome of his home state capital, on the day after Christmas, 1862, 20 months and 2 weeks to the day since the guns of Charleston opened fire on Sumter to inaugurate the Civil War no one could know was not yet halfway over. I again find myself among those who, from the days of my childhood, have ever been the trusted objects of my affection, those for whose good I have ever striven and whose interests I have sometimes hoped I may have contributed to subserve. I left you to assume the duties which have devolved upon me as the representative of the new Confederacy. The responsibilities of this position have occupied all my time, and have left me no opportunity for mingling with my friends in Mississippi, or for sharing in the dangers which have menaced them. But, wherever duty may have called me, my heart has been with you, and the success of the cause in which we are all engaged has been first in my thoughts and prayers. In February of the year before, he had left for Montgomery, Alabama, to assume his role as president of the newly established provisional government, believing, as he said now, that the service to which I was called could be but temporary. A West Pointer and an authentic hero of the Mexican War, he had considered his primary talent, or as he termed it, his capacity, to be military. He had thought to return to the duty he found congenial, that of a line officer in the service of his state, to lead Mississippians in the field and to be with them where danger was to be braved and glory won. But it was decided differently. I was called to another sphere of action. How in that